Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, and the power of saying why not today. I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and each episode we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs to artists, dreamers to doers, we explore the moments when they said, enough waiting and why not today. Join me as we uncover the heartwarming and audacious, the transformative. Whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy, our guests share their journeys to inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often did say, why not today? Remember, you're just one decision away from changing your life. And the guest today is me. I don't do a lot of episodes with just me, but I thought it would be a perfect time to share my lessons. I've got 10 lessons from beginning my 60th year. March 1st, I turned 60. And that's kind of hard to say because I can't believe that I've arrived there. But as I went away with some friends and family a couple weeks ago, and as I was returning home, just jotted down some lessons and things I learned. Now, I could share lessons from my 60 years, but I'm really going to share lessons from my 60th birthday celebration. And hopefully this will inspire somebody else, give you hope and permission to say me too. So one is have courage to celebrate your birthday and the 60 years. I am alive. I've accomplished being on this earth for 60 years. And it is time to celebrate it. And so honestly, I wasn't really excited about celebrating my birthday this year. It's been a hard year. I think I've shared on the podcast. I lost a good friend in July, and I was not that thrilled about celebrating. And so I had to come to the realization that it's okay to celebrate. And we want to celebrate those milestones. We want to celebrate every day and every year. But really those milestones to say, wow, I've made it 60 years and I'm doing great. And somebody actually said, they were explaining to somebody, talking about somebody. She's like, oh, she was older. She was in her 60s. I'm like, no, don't say that. She's like, but you're not old. So thank goodness. Thank God for Mary Kay. So be grateful that you're alive, whatever birthday you're celebrating, and let people help you celebrate. I think we block people's joy when we don't let people celebrate. So my mom loves birthdays and loves to celebrate. And so she wanted to have some people over and have dinner. And I allowed her to do that to celebrate me. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. If you listen to the podcast episode I did a couple of weeks ago with her as my guest, you know, I wouldn't be here without her. So one, have the courage to celebrate how many ever years you've been alive. Two, have the courage to let go of control and expectations. I am a control freak at some point, and I like to have things in order, and I want things to be planned. And I don't know about you, but we can have lots of big expectations, and it isn't always the way we think it's going to be. And so my birthday, you know, I've always kind of waited to see what's going to happen and plan and expect. And I decided this year that I was going to not plan anything. Now, I did go to my mom's for dinner, but during the day, I had no plans, no lunch plans, no pedicure plans, no plans. And I did that purposely not to be able to design the day as I wanted it as it unfolded. And so I got up and my dog and I went for a nice walk and we picked up breakfast and shared a yummy breakfast sandwich. And then, you know, you get all those texts and calls and people reaching out for you on your birthday. And I'm always in such a hurry because I've got so many things going on that I don't get to connect with people. And so I answered the phone. I had two great conversations with both my brothers. And yes, I do have brothers. A lot of people don't realize that. But we had great conversations. Another friend called and she's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I got you in person. And we had a nice long conversation about life. And then my sister called and said she was meeting some friends at a new bakery and we had croissants for lunch. You know, nothing healthy because you don't have to be healthy. So I spent my entire day saying, I have no expectations and I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm just going to let it happen. And then we had a wonderful dinner with my mom to celebrate. And you know what? I got to design the day I wanted, which was perfect. So number two, have the courage to let go of control and your expectations. Three, have the courage to be uncomfortable. So I bring that up that And this is probably goes back to the control and expectation. So, and not wanting to celebrate. So honestly, I really didn't want to celebrate. And a friend of mine's like, we got to do something. It's a big birthday. And so the plans for the birthday celebration changed many times. We started at going to Dominican Republic, starting talking about that last summer. And we ended up, after several changes and flips and readjustments and life schedules and who could come and who couldn't come, we wanted to do a trip. And we ended up at Smith Mountain Lake, which, if you follow this podcast at all, you know that's one of my favorite places. And it worked out perfect because it was drivable. I had friends and family that could come from Northern Virginia and also that I know from the lake and from North Carolina. And it worked out for people's schedules the way they could make it work. I was there, and thank you, Robin McClure, and your dad for arranging the place. So I ended up staying. This is kind of interesting. We stayed in a house called the Castle. Now, I live in a high rise, and I talk about I live in a castle. And so, how perfect that we went to a castle. It was a beautiful house right on the lake. And so, Robin and I arrived on Thursday, and then a good friend of mine and mentor, Mary Kay, arrived Thursday evening, spent the night. Two other friends that I know, from Lynchburg area came just for dinner. Friday, my mom and two sisters showed up. Saturday, two other friends came. Sunday, other people left. Sunday morning, another or afternoon, another friend came. So people came and left based on their schedules. And it worked out perfect because everybody could do what worked for them. And things changed and shifted. And as I said, I'm a planner. So it started to change and I started to like get frustrated. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. And who shows up is who's going to show up. And who needs to be in my life is going to be there. And it's going to work out the way it should. And it couldn't have been more perfect if I hadn't, like, from the beginning, at the beginning of the summer, orchestrated what I want to do. Like, God was in control of this. And it was so perfect. The people that showed up, the lessons learned. And so, with my lesson of have the courage to be uncomfortable. One of my friends that came didn't know anybody else, or a couple people that came. Well, one for sure knew nobody else. And she felt a little uncomfortable at coming, she admitted. And what should she wear? And will she know these people? And should she spend the night? And came in with other friends that I met, just one of those God wink moments, these people I met, that they were just supposed to be my life. And we had great conversations and really got to connect and have fun and made new friendships. So sometimes you got to be uncomfortable and show up at the things you're not quite sure you're going to be comfortable in, and you just trust God. And somebody said that, you know, I was a common denominator of this. And they're like, we trust Leslie, and Leslie surrounds herself with good people, which I'm purposeful, surrounding myself with powerful, like-minded, energetic, positive people. So it was, you know, be uncomfortable and show up. All right, number four, courage to build relationships and new friends. And so the weekend was so much fun, the connections people made. And whether it was for business or personal, and just so many synergies and so many connections, we really honestly spent most of the weekend sitting around and talking. Saturday, it was beautiful out, which thank you, God, for beautiful weather. We literally sat out by the water all day long and just had conversations and talked. In the morning, we got up and sat outside on the deck and had coffee and looked at the water. My sister said, it's like I could have slept in, but I didn't want to miss all the fun conversations. So we just, nobody felt like they had to be in control. Nobody was hard-headed. Nobody was like demanding we did things. We just let it flow. This is a side note message. Don't get a bunch of women together and have them all bring food because we had way too much food. I don't know how we all thought we were going to eat and drink as much as we brought, but hold space for people. And I think that's one of the strengths that I have, that I do did provide space that we didn't have a lot planned, that people could just be who they'd be and enjoy each other's time and make some new friends. And then just be open to the people you meet. God is going to put the people in your path and be open to who they are and have your eyes open. Don't be staring at a screen all the time and not be aware of who is around you. My two friends that came from Lynchburg, I met one of them at an event down at Smith Mountain Lake. And it was one of those things that it was kind of by accident. And we instantly became friends. And she introduced me to my other friend. So Jen and I met, and she introduced me her other friend Andrea, and love them both. My friend Alicia came from North Carolina, and she's a mentor in Mary Kay that I met probably 24 years ago, just randomly sat next to her, and we became great friends. And life happened, and we lost touch and got in touch together. And yeah, it was so much fun just to see all the connections. So be open to who God's put in your path and have those conversations and talk to people and get to know them and ask some questions about them. And you just never know where that's going to turn into a lifelong friend. All right. So number five, have courage to enjoy your friends and family. So as I said, we just hung out and enjoyed. I have had some other celebrations with other friends this month and just enjoy the people in my life. And the people that are supposed to be in my life are in my life. And so be open and spend time, enjoy your friends and family, and just have some fun. And it doesn't have to be big things, it can be little things. Just have some joy. All right. Number, oh, I skipped some numbers. So I don't think I have 10. So number eight, which would be six or seven, have courage to create new memories. Laugh, have fun. We did some things and we just laughed so hard. And just have fun in life and create those new memories. Don't spend every moment with your eyeballs in a phone. You know, of course, take some fun pictures to share so you have those memories, but don't spend all your time in a phone. Create memories, do fun things. Yeah, you just never know. Create those memories, enjoy it. All right, number nine is have courage to leave space for your life journey. We don't have to have every moment filled. We don't have to have everything figured out. You know, the weekend, we really didn't have anything planned and it just kind of evolved. Friday was yucky and kind of rainy. So we went and did a little shopping, got manicures and pedicures, went out to lunch. We laughed so hard. They brought, went to a Mexican restaurant and they brought a hat for me and a shot of tequila. And my friends and I just laughed hysterically. I mean, to the point that my stomach hurt. So much fun. Did some shopping, just hanging out, having fun. Sunday we went and listened. It was Saint happened to be Saint Patrick's Day. And so we sat outside. It was a beautiful day. And God just kept bringing people that I know there that didn't even know we were there. So it's so much fun, all the connections you make. And you know, keep a hold of those and stay in touch because you just never know. And then number 10 is live your life. Enjoy your life, live your life. It can just be the beginning. I mean, I'm turning 60. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of the end of my life. But no, at 60, I can just be starting something new and exciting like this podcast. And so be open to new things. If you're feeling a little unsettled, which I found a lot of people are, listen to that voice. And what can you do to grow you, to become a better you, to do the things you love? Are you living your life with joy and happiness? Are you doing things because you're supposed to do it? Are you doing things because you want to do it? Create a life full of your joy. Find out what your natural genius is. What gives you joy? What do other people say to you? Oh my gosh, how do you do that? And you're like, really? And they think it's magic. So figure out what that is and do it. Figure out how to make a living with it if you need the cash flow and just have fun and enjoy the journey. And as I said, it can just be the beginning. So 10 lessons, which really aren't 10 lessons, from my 60th year. So actually one, there's eight. So one, have courage to celebrate your years. Two, have courage to let go of control and expectations. Three, have courage to be uncomfortable. Four, have courage to build relationships and make new friends. Five, have courage to enjoy your friends and family. Six, have courage to create new memories. Seven, have courage to leave space for your life's journey. And eight is live your life. It can just be the beginning. So those are my lessons from my 60th year. And thank you everybody that helped me celebrate and everybody that listens to this podcast and helped me create this space for people to connect, build community, make friends. And I'm just so excited about what's next and where we're going with this Why Not Today message. So thank you for joining us on this inspiring journey. Remember, every day is an opportunity to take actions, chase your dreams, and make a difference. So why not today? Subscribe, share, and keep pushing forward. And share this with other people. Let them know. Let me know if you know somebody that has a great courage story, not just a courage story, but a courage story that gives somebody hope and permission and to be able to say, me too. And until next time, stay motivated and keep making things happen. And as always, close this podcast with say, why not today? Bye.